KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. We're at 62 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for areas of drizzle or light rain this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. High around 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A quick note to pass along before we dive into the news. Audubon Library Director Gail Richardson reports the library's Music in the Park that was scheduled for today has been canceled due to the illness of performer Michael Moncada. Next week's performer on June 28th is Chad Elliott. In local news, the Atlantic City Council is mostly opposed to giving new and current local downtown businesses city-funded grants for improvements. City Administrator John Lund noted that the council has pledged $100,000 from the Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund to act as a source for business improvement loans in Atlantic. The city is also in the early stages of exploring opportunities for downtown facade restoration through a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG. That form of grant requires matching funds from the city based on whatever the grant amount is that it's applied for and received. There was also talk of a separate so-called simple city-funded grant. During their meeting Wednesday evening, Councilman Dick Cassidy said he was totally against it.
We give money away for tourism to get people to come to Atlantic, to the CPC program, and the beautification of Atlantic. But I, businesses, no. Individual businesses, I don't count for that.
Councilperson Ashley Hayes said a CDBG would have a similar effect as what the CPC does.
It's proven that when your facades or your business area looks nice or returns to more of a historic view, people are more likely to want to come see it. So it would increase revenue and lost in Atlantic more than likely. So I think it's a good idea.
Councilman Gerald Brink said with regard to a city-funded grant, it's the financing of the whole situation that worries me at the moment.
We probably do need to take a look at our storefronts downtown. I guess I would not be opposed to sending this thing to committee, at least to look into it a little further. And until we know all the finance, all the options that would be available out there, I don't think I'm ready to say yes or no, but I would like to hear a little bit more about it.
Councilperson Kathy Summard said she would be against the simple grant because people in town get mad when one business get a loan at low interest through CADCO or whatever someplace, and competitors, she said, get mad, so I don't see that you could possibly be fair about giving out grants to businesses. There's always going to be one competitor who feels they've been slighted. Summer said she would rather go the CDBG route with regard to the facades. Ashley Hayes says it's a difficult process for a business owner to obtain a grant in the first place.
Anytime you apply for any kind of grant, there are very strict guidelines that have to be met. You can't just—it's a lot harder to get a grant than it is to get a loan.
The CPC has a financing meeting set for June 27th with at least 33 business owners who plan to attend. A CDBG may be included as part of that discussion. The council's opinion Wednesday night, according to Mayor Dave Jones, was that a simple grant from the city was a dead idea. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved an order to temporarily close certain streets as necessary for this Sunday's welcome home event for Company K, 168th Infantry Battalion, who left from Atlantic during World War II and whose remaining members never received a proper homecoming. The streets affected would be closed from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Sunday. Steve Livengood, who's heading up the American Legion Post No. 43 celebration of those soldiers in memoriam, spoke during the council meeting of the streets that needed to be closed for the event.
Looking at Chestnut Street from in the 100 block, that's from the depot south to 2nd Street, including that intersection. And we're looking at 2nd Street from Chestnut over to Poplar. We'd like to close Poplar too, but that's a highway, so we can't do that. That would just be the eastbound traffic only on that block, the 2nd Street from Poplar to Chestnut.
Poplar Street will remain open because it's a state highway. The plan is for a walk featuring over 100 people to start at the Rock Island Depot and move south to 2nd Street. At 2nd, participants will turn west and move toward the intersection of 2nd and Poplar before moving into the Atlantic Bottling Company's parking lot at the southeast quarter of the intersection. From the parking lot, participants will individually cross Poplar Street into the parking lot of the American Legion Memorial Building. Walkers will be carrying photos of those who served in Company K, 168th Infantry Battalion. In our future funeral announcement. Stephen Buck, age 64, of Tennant, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Stephen Buck will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leona Kaufman, age 100, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Leona Kaufman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Connie Calhoun, age 74, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Connie Calhoun will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jason Freddie Fredrickson, age 41, of Wall Lake, died Monday. A memorial service for Freddie Fredrickson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Wall Lake. The Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Wall Lake is in charge of the arrangements. Lorraine Mann, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Lorraine Mann will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Douglas Hester, age 60, of Avoca, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial service for Douglas Hester will be tomorrow at 11:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Callan Scott Pollock, age 27, of Anita, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Callan Pollock will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Daniel Riley, age 25, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Daniel Riley will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jacqueline Ramage, age 84, who's formerly of Avoca, died May 30th in Missouri. Memorial services for Jacqueline Ramage will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died May 29th. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Springman, age 74, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Springman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 6-year-old Zachary Andrew Williams of Audubon died June 14th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Zach Williams will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Margaret Nielsen Metcalf, age 85, of Houston, Texas, died Thursday. Memorial services, that's March 22nd. Memorial graveside services for Margaret Metcalf will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And June Shaban, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial mass for June Shaban will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Also, Daryl Knopp, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place. A celebration of life service for Daryl Knopp is currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.